This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Are you suspicious of someone because what they're saying doesn't add up? There's an online tool that can help you within minutes. Confidentially search millions of public records to find out more. Go to truthfinder.com to uncover their secret past now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
On an overcast Friday in the greatest sports city in the world, with a wet spring weekend ahoy at the tail end of another fantastic week of sports, we proudly bring you the Afternoon Show, cleverly titled WEEI Afternoons. Here, your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens at the helm of the USS Enterprise today. And to my left, playing the part of Mr. Spock, would be the one and only fabulous Miss Megan Ottolini. Are you familiar with what it's like to do radio in the afternoons?
I am. I know this spot
well.
You
did radio in the afternoons?
I did.
Get out of here.
I'm happy to be back.
It is great to have you.
Hi, everyone.
And BT Dubs, of course, Stanley Stiz Grimy Bruno and the Ball Hawk. Or should we say one of our fabulous Red Sox Mass Mutual pregame show hosts, Dan Ball, the Ball Hawk, behind the glass. Good to see you, boys.
Good afternoon, Fitzy.
And good afternoon to you as well. Stiz, you're allowed to say what's up or shut up or something. It's okay.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday to all. And yes, Dan killed it yesterday. Congratulations, Dan.
Thank
he
you,
did,
fellas.
Right?
Well
thank
done.
You,
thank you, thank you.
Well yes, done. He did. Excellent. See, you're allowed to actually do more than just the job. And you could extend yourself, Stiz. And
Andy hits me, so.
That's true. Well, you know what?
We're used to waiting at least the first 5 minutes before we.
No one's going to hit you today, boys. No one's going to be mean to you. I just want everyone to know this is a safe space. It is a safe space and a judgment-free zone.
I don't agree with that. Being mean is funny. Well, so I might be mean to you.
Selective meanness? Well, I was like, and the many days, and by the way, Andy Hart is off today on personal matters, so it'll just be me and Mego, and Ted comes in at 3. Ted Johnson joins the party at 3. And Mego, if you haven't been here for a Ted entry 3, holy smokes. He comes in, the place gets a jolt.
Okay.
It's electric. Like, he comes in, there's streamers. He's got walk-up music. He's got handlers. He's got, like, he comes in on, like, a
he
small...
He has an entourage?
He has a whole entourage. Dan, what would you say? It's like 12, 15 people deep?
Yeah. That's
was
how it
that
starts.
Ted?
Yep.
Or was that you?
No, that was Ted.
I didn't know if that was your impersonation of him.
You hear that noise, and then, can you smell what the Ted is cooking? And then that comes in. Place goes wild. It's going to be fun. You're with us for 2 hours today, and you were so magnanimous, so joyous of heart to join us on your birthday.
Oh, I didn't think
Happy
we were
birthday,
Mego.
I know. Had I known, A, that I was hosting today with a little more notice, and B, that it was your birthday, you know the first thing I would have done, I'm sure the guys on the Midday Show are just as much a fan of this as well. We probably could send... Do we have a PA today?
We do. Jacob. Young Jacob.
We have Javon. We should probably send him around the corner. Is there a market close by? We should get Mego a Carvel cake.
Yeah, I'm sure we could get Shaw's.
There's Fudgy
Shaw's
the Whale?
Nearby.
Yeah, like... I'm sure they carry it there. Who doesn't love Fudgy the Whale?
Fudgy the Whale.
Fudgy the Whale. Like Cookie Puss. Hey, kids. Cookie Puss is here. The mic for the...
It was so scary.
They were terrifying.
It's haunting.
Absolutely terrifying. Like, unbelievable. This is great. I haven't even given out the phone number, and people are already calling about gripes in Boston sports. This is wonderful. It's going to be that kind of day. We're going to give you guys a nice little variety pack. It's going to be a casino buffet of sports talk today on a Friday here in Boston Sports Talk on WEEI Afternoons. Just also want to remind everybody, Ted's in at 3:30. Tom E. Curran of NBCSportsBoston.com, friend of Mego, friend of the show, will join us to talk some Patriots as well. And then later on today, 5:20, we're going to do odds and ends, the supersize odds and ends. Everything else that we couldn't possibly have squeezed into the show this week, we will get to as well. It's going to be a good time. But, Mego, every Friday, we start off with a little segment that Andy and I used to do on Saturdays when it was the old Fitzy and Hart show. We would do a segment called Who Won the Week. So this is basically who do you think, in your estimation, had the best week in Boston sports? It could be a player. It could be a marketing department. It could be a coach. It could
a
be
marketing
entire,
department?
Who knows?
I'm not throwing shout-outs to marketing departments.
I don't know.
Unless it's WEEI's and I am available for sponsorships, live reads, events. Everybody else's marketing department can screw off.
Yes, exactly. Kick rocks without socks. I would say this, if sales is listening right now, I hope. Maybe they're probably on their way home. I would just say this. I'll gladly wear a NASCAR suit if I have to.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying, you can cover me head to toe in advertisements. That's fine.
Oh,
okay. Like you said, you're available
for
any promotion.
I thought you were talking about like an FS1 deal that you were trying to get.
No, basically like, you know, people like, oh my God, the Vistaprint thing on the Celtics uniform, that's all. You can put 50 Vistaprints on me. You can cover me head to toe.
As long as they're all Narragansett. Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you very much, Ding, to my favorite beer. Good job. Why they haven't sponsored a segment of this show yet, I don't know. I will mention their name so many times, I'll harass them into sponsoring a portion of this program. So, Mego, who won the week? I would like you, as guest of the program today, with your fabulous birthday energy, to go first. Who do you think had the best week in Boston sports?
Without a doubt, it's got to be Jaren Duran. Jaren Duran, certainly what he disclosed was something that Netflix kept under wraps for several months when they were working on this. But in the moment, him disclosing his struggles, his battles with his mental health, and then opening the door to an honest conversation among sports fans, among people with their family members. Like, it is, we overuse the word brave and courageous, but it's something that's so meaningful coming out of what's really just like a fun Netflix baseball documentary. Like, you can't tell me that anybody involved in that project on either side ever thought that something like that would come out of it, and the message and just the open dialogue. So important and just really, really impressive. I know that like he hasn't been perfect and there's certainly other discussions that people have had around him while he's been in Boston, and that's totally understandable. But having this open dialogue about mental health, about suicidal ideation, about all these real struggles that everybody has somebody in their life that they know who has dealt with that, like, it's so serious and it deserves so much respect to just be such a public person and put it out there.
I have said, I think that's a fantastic choice. I think he is the overall big winner of the week, of the month. It's the most important part of the Clubhouse docuseries on Netflix right now, all 8 episodes. I'm a couple episodes in. We'll get to that a little bit later. It's just so important in sports, especially in a culture that can be at times toxic, that can be so hyper-masculine that people may not want to address or announce or broadcast that they have feelings, let alone that their feelings are hurt or that they're in a desperate time, in a desperate place, in a desperate measure. I'm a see something, say something type of guy, obviously. No stone really gets left unturned, especially emotionally for me. I've dealt with it. I know I've heard you advocate for and sponsor Better Health or the telehealth here. On the station before.
Look, everybody knows somebody if it's not you yourself, right?
Correct. We all know, whether they've had those thoughts or that they've been depressed or that, God forbid, they've taken their lives. I know Stiz, also, you're a huge proponent of making sure that you're right, checking in on people. You've had some guys in your life that have had some issues before,
I've been in recovery for well over 10 years.
Yep.
Yeah, mental health, very important.
It's extremely important. And for Duran to do that, I know some people may be a little suspect on, like, oh, jeepers, like, the timing could be a little convenient on it.
What do you mean?
Well, just like, you know, some people might, like, oh, that happened and they sat on that story for that long and the story comes out with the docuseries. I think just to anybody who may be concerned that, like, that there could be a promotional element of it, there is no showboating here. There is nothing, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, there is no promotional opportunism to me.
I don't think so at all.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. I think it's just because I know, like, Stiz, do you think some people think that there could be promotional opportunism with something like this?
I'll be very honest and say I had that thought a little bit.
What do you mean? When you say promotional opportunity, you think that they're leaning on what he disclosed about his own mental health because they think it gets more eyeballs on Netflix?
No, not necessarily that. But and listen, I'm not saying that I 100% believe this or that, you know, or that I'm correct. But did I have the thought of like, oh, like, what a great thing after, you know, what Duran went through to completely turn the narrative and now he's a hero? Yeah, I did.
Well, it's just the reality of being a person. Look, everybody has total F-ups, right? Mm-hmm. And we know that Duran has. And everybody also has moments where they're brave and they're courageous and they're honest. And so I think when somebody steps out and they are brave and mm-hmm. courageous and open-hearted, you should commend them for that. The same way that when they do something that's dumb, you knock them down for that.
We all have darkest hours. We all have moments of weakness, you know? Okay, I'm so lucky that my moment of weakness was having two Oreos that I shouldn't have had with a glass of red wine when I was watching Cobra Kai last night at 11:30 at night. Yeah, that means things are going well, that I'm in a good space, that I'm not just, you know, reaching for comfort food or something like that, but rather just like things are good. I've had some times where I have not felt so great as well, and I've spoken openly about being in treatment for over 10 years as well, advocating for it. And I don't mind the uncomfortable looks I get in public, in private, parties with family when I talk about like, yeah, this is what I take every day. Yeah, this is what I go through. They're like, isn't it? My God, you're on the radio. You're on TV. Jaron Duran. My God, you're so handsome. You're so muscular. You're a professional baseball player. Like, no, he has feelings. He carries demons with him. He has issues. We've seen it play out. I've always thought, when I look at him, he's got these big, sad, sympathetic eyes. And I almost immediately, the first time I saw that kid, thought, ah, I bet there's a lot going on in that head. And yeah, for him to reveal that and say that he took it all the way up to the ledge and considered what it would be like off the ledge, pulled it back and is now an advocate for other people, letting other people know that it's okay, that he's been there and they shouldn't go there. And to hear that, like, this Good Samaritan line had triple the number of people reaching out saying, hey, Jaron Duran made it okay. I haven't been well, or I've had these
which
thoughts.
Which is great, like, Fitzy, but in a way, it's also really scary.
Yes.
It's jarring because especially younger people, I think, I can't imagine. Look, I'll put it out there. My friends who are men, my husband, my brother, like, you guys don't get to talk about this stuff. And for me, that scares me. Like, mm-hmm. I do get worried for the men who are close to me, because with women, it's so easy to get a glass of wine with your friend and sit down and just talk through everything that you've been going through. And that's expected. And it's like, when you're not doing that, you're not friends. With guys, it's like, I think it's really hard for a lot of guys even to have two or three friends who they would feel comfortable enough to be like, hey, man, I'm in a really bad place right now.
Right.
Even if it's not like reaching out for professional help. Mm-hmm. And I know it sounds like preachy, or I understand why people think it might be an opportunistic thing. Mm-hmm. But again, as somebody who, like you guys, like, I've been in treatment for depression for more years of my life than I haven't at this point.
Yeah.
And I'm very lucky to have people around me who support me and being able to be open about mm-hmm. that. And, you know, decades ago at this point, when it was not something that people even talked about so openly. So I'm very aware that there are still portions of the population where that is so hands off, that's so uncomfortable for people. And for Jaron Duran to be the one who talks about it,
right,
like, it just means a lot.
Yeah. I mean, there are people that believe sports is escapism. Sports is an outlet. Sports is entertainment. And the reality of the athletes, what they go through, their humanity doesn't need to be part of ours, because ours is difficult enough. And sports becomes a way to escape for all of us.
Okay, you have Madden to play for that.
Yeah, I know.
You like, know? Yeah, like, you have video games. They're human beings.
You have other. There are other avenues for that as well. So I get it, and I'm very happy for him. I'm very proud of what he's done, and I hope, like he said, if it saves one life, then it's a massive victory. It should save more as well. More people, you know, because we can all be a little cavalier and, you know, humorously callous about it and be like, I'll tell you what makes me think that, you know, it's the end. The Red Sox, like, the way that they strike out, or like, the Red Sox almost drove me into a grave for 86 years. Like, we can make those jokes because, well, we're from Boston and we don't really care. And also, like, it's in good faith, good heart, and good humor. But when other people are like, no, seriously, I feel this badly, it's important. So, yeah, Jaron Duran did the Red Sox, did Boston sports, did anybody that's having problems, a great service this week. For me, it was usually I'll stumble into something Patriots related because obviously as a Foxborough fanboy, I want to think that they did the best things. But for me this week, I'm actually going to steer down the green lane for you, the Terps and other super Celtics fans of the world. I think Jason Tatum won the week in Boston sports.
Because of the shot?
And not just because of the shot.
Okay,
but that
the shot was
huge.
Big.
That shot was huge the other night. Massive game against the Knicks in a night where Jaylen Brown obviously isn't well. They don't have the full roster. You don't want the Knicks thinking, hey, we can hang around with these guys. Hey, we got one on the Celtics. Hey, we can maybe push them to 5 or 6 or 7 if we should meet up in the Eastern Conference Finals. For Jason Tatum to hit that shot and then take it to overtime and then to finish the job with Porzingis, who was just hitting logo threes like it was no big deal, was massive.
And did you see Andy in our group chat when Tatum missed one of those free throws at the end of the game?
Yep.
It was like, oh, can't hit those three. 30 seconds later.
Yep. Boom. That was a massive shot for him.
And if anybody thinks Andy plays contrarian just on the air, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You would be incorrect. He plays contrarian to the following things. Everybody, the wind, life.
The sun.
Yeah, exactly. Just why it's too damn bright out here. But it's more than just that. It's more than just the shot. It's more than the game he had on the biggest stage of a national audience and against the Knickerbockers. To me, it was, I don't want to celebrate Jaylen Brown's injury by any stretch or chance, but now that we know that Jaylen Brown, who admitted is hurting, and says his knee is bothering him, and now didn't play the other night, had limited minutes for a while, won't play this weekend. We don't even know how much we'll see of him in the opening round of the NBA Eastern Conference playoffs. But to me, this is the all eyes on me time for Jason Tatum. Like, he clearly has his runway. You know, like the deck, they kept saying, like, oh, the runway's cleared. The deck has been cleared for Drake May in Foxborough now that Joe Milton's been traded away. The deck has been cleared. The runway has been cleared. If the Boston Celtics are going to make it back to the Eastern Conference Finals, make it back to the NBA Finals, and they are going to win back-to-back NBA championships and raise Banner 19 this June, Mego, it is going to be because Jason Tatum led them. Jason Tatum took advantage of the opportunity. Jason Tatum did what he wanted to do, even though last year he said, what are they going to say now? I said immediately thereafter, like, my favorite bet in the NBA is Jason Tatum, NBA Finals MVP. If they accomplish all of this, it's going to be because he leads the way and carries the team. And I think he has a prime opportunity. So he's a winner this week, and he has a huge opportunity to be a bigger winner going forward.
I agree that I think Jason Tatum should statistically lead the team through the playoffs and the finals. I think you're in a really, really tough spot if Jaylen Brown is not healthy. If Jaylen Brown is not healthy, suddenly what I would have thought would be a 6-7 game series against the Cavaliers in the Eastern Conference Finals becomes a toss-up to me.
Yeah.
Getting to the finals, and then it's everybody just pencils the Celtics in for the finals. Getting to the finals is a long road ahead. And if you get back to the finals and OKC is there, good luck even with your entire roster. Mm-hmm. Like, I know people have been in my DMs and people have gotten annoyed with me because I've really been talking about OKC for 2 years now. But OKC is a very complete team. You have the deepest team in the league, no doubt. The Celtics have the deepest team in the league and the most talented team. OKC is a real threat.
Yep.
Like, they are a real
threat.
They
beat them twice this season.
And you need Jaylen healthy. You at least need Jaylen at 80%. And so, yes, I agree. Like, this is a great opportunity for Tatum. But quite frankly, every playoffs is a great opportunity for Tatum. He's the best player on the team. Jaylen Brown is integral. He is very, very, very important.
Somewhere Andy is smiling knowing that Jaylen Brown is being spoken of so glowingly in an integral capacity. I think Jason Tatum
whatever.
I think Jason Tatum having the postseason of his life is what's most integral to this team, being able to get back to those finals and possibly win, because OKC is a rising storm and a rising force to be reckoned with. They did beat the Celtics twice this year, and the Celtics tried. They didn't phone it in. It wasn't like they were hiding things or not trying to show them anything. They gave them their best, and OKC was better on two given nights. OKC, what are they going to lose, 15 games on the season, and someone's going to have to try to beat them 4 times in 7? As the villain said to Liam Neeson, in Taken, good luck. Thunder! Yes. Somewhere Ted is smiling now as well. So there's our winners for the week. I also put it out on Twitter if you guys would like to vote. Who do you think won the week? Jason Tatum, Drake May, Aroldis Chapman, who had a hell of a week for the Red Sox. Man, he has been the best pitcher, maybe the best player to date and Mike Vrabel. And if you want to vote other, please feel free to. It's at Fitzy GFY or, of course, at WEEI Afternoons. And right now, Mego, the people believe Mike Vrabel had the best week in Boston sports, just over Jason Tatum, Chapman, and Drake May. We'll get into all those Patriots-related matters and some Celtics matters in just a few minutes. Coming up, the Sox got a big dub yesterday. My guy, like I told you, Waka Bula, had his best start in a Red Sox uniform, best start in a while, and it was a great story because the guy who didn't come through two nights prior was able to come through yesterday when the Red Sox needed him most in extra innings. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. It is also your text line. Give us a shout, won't you, at any point during the program. But now it is our duty and pleasure to keep you guys abreast of everything trending in the wide world of Boston sports, thanks to Dan Ball.
Great story.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was the call yesterday, as heard on the WEEI Red Sox radio network. Will Fleming and Lenny Donato, they're talking about the Red Sox big, very emotional, and dare I say, kind of necessary 4-3 win in extra innings. Their back-to-back extra innings affair. Mego, would you believe that the Red Sox, 14 games into this young season, 7-7, An interesting up and down ride on this team so far, I would say. Momentary, like the fact that it's very streaky. Like, oh, the bats are asleep in Texas. Man, they can't stop hitting. They're killing. They're asleep again at the wheel. Like, I have a feeling this team is going to be very polarizing for a while until they get going, and then there's probably a big hot streak to come. But they've already been involved in three extra inning games.
And it's great because it's 14. On nights when people love being at the ballpark.
Ah,
they're like, please, it is such a beautiful evening when I think about being at Fenway Park. This is what I imagine. I imagine 33 degree weather. Please, more free baseball.
Please, this is extra innings, bonus ball.
God, like, it looks miserable.
I don't want to go home.
It was so miserable there.
It was so cold. Even Wednesday when we were there. And the night before was super cold. And there was a whole kerfuffle made about they should have moved the game to 4 o'clock. And this, absolutely, they should have. It's too much with the, you know, people have reserved parking spaces. They can't get off work. And I know. Okay, so here's your choice. Like, what was it? One of the games had like 25,500 tickets sold, but the gate was only 14,000. So that means like over 10,000 people didn't go to the ballpark because they said, it's too damn cold. I don't want to go sit there on me buns or on my hands or bringing seat warmers in.
Unless it's free blankie night.
It wasn't.
Here you go, get your Red Sox blankie.
It was here's your free Red Sox Bruins jersey night the other night.
Well,
I tried to snag you one of those.
Did you like those?
You. I was kind of, there were
I heard some bad feedback on some of those. I'll just
there
say
were
that.
Some very intense reactions by people, especially Bruins fans in town who didn't like seeing like a Bruins logo with Red Sox on the shoulders. And by the way, if you thought that Fanatics, not to say that the Red Sox skimped out on these or anything, but if you thought Fanatics jerseys and baseball uniforms in previous seasons were a bit too revealing or were kind of sheer, you should have seen this thing.
Wait, oh what? Did you see something in the wild?
No, it was just like, it was thin. Like what you get, like your spring rolls wrapped in, it was probably thicker than these jerseys.
Okay, so they didn't provide a lot of extra warmth, is what you're saying.
It wasn't like a true, like, you know, Dan Ball, like one of those nice, a real hockey sweater.
What,
like,
oh, I
nice,
thought you were going to say what Dan Ball walks around in. What's he doing back there?
Dan wears a shawl made of mongoose.
Okay.
Yes. No, I wear multiple layers, but that's for a different reason, not warmth.
Yeah,
that's for covering.
Of course, yes. Yeah, he wears a nice fox stole.
Okay.
He does not. No, those were rather sheer. But it was so cold. Like Wednesday, we finished our show, and sun was still out, which was nice. But we stepped out into the outfield and just took a quick look at the ballpark. And it was like, okay, let's keep going because it's freezing cold. And to think that people would layer up and have to sit there and watch baseball. Now, I know the excuses have been made. Alex Cora discussed it with us on Wednesday from the ballpark. It's cold. It's tough to get things going. Tough to build momentum. It's, you know, I get it. But the other team has to do the same thing
right.
as well. And I thought yesterday they were going to waste a huge start from Walker Buehler, his best start in ages, let alone in a Red Sox uniform. And to see the Sox actually fall behind once again, to have the bats not come through, give up the run in the top of the 10th, if they had lost yesterday's game 3-2, that would have been far from cataclysmic because they only would be 6-8 and there obviously would be 148 to go. So pump the brakes, guy. They'll be fine. But that they kind of needed that one yesterday because it's great to ride that momentum out for a getaway game going to Chicago where they should be able to get right and clean up against the White Sox. But I think they needed to teach themselves early in the season after Trevor Story kind of crapped the bed the night before in the clutch that you find ways to come through when your team needs you. So I thought yesterday was huge.
I agree. I think for Trevor Story, it's bigger than anything else because, as you said, you know, having not shown up in the spot the night before. And I just think that when you look at where he is at this point in the season, it's important for him to have the confidence from the get-go because he's been out of the game literally for most of the last two seasons with injuries. Like, he just, I think he needs to build a foundation of understanding his role on the team, having the confidence where he fits in and all of that. So that was my biggest takeaway. Yeah, they needed to actually win a game in the series, which they got at the very end, and now they can ride this into a long road trip.
Mm-hmm.
But way more than that for Trevor Story individually. Like, I know I was kind of tough on Walker Buehler after his last start a couple games back.
Gave up four runs in both of his first two starts.
Right, and he looked awesome last night, so that's a great turnaround, but I think story's the bigger story.
Hey, if I may share with you, just because it's your birthday and because we're talking about wanting to make people feel good or remind them that they're welcome and wanted, a 508 texter at 617-779-7937. I just got off work, it's Friday, and Mega was on the air. How could this day get any better?
Thanks, Mom.
Your mom's got a 508 burner?
Stop texting the radio
Dan
station.
Ball, stop texting your own show. Damn
it. The check is in the mail for that one.
Yeah. I was going to say the Venmo will come through later. Yeah. Yeah, see, I thought it was huge for the Sox overall.
Mm-hmm.
Again, great to ride that momentum out to a ballpark. Rate Field, as we found out yesterday, where they take on the latest feeding carcass of Major League Baseball, the Chicago White Sox, who last year were one of the worst teams in the history of baseball. And this year, they're looking to double down on that. Like, oh, if you thought we were bad last year, wait to see this year. There are six guys have Tommy John surgery this year. Six.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a fun place to be.
That's not because they pitch their arms into oblivion. I think that's sort of like, you know what I should probably do? This has been a little
Take advantage of this time when a team doesn't matter that I'm on.
It's like having a boss that's really cool about flex days. I'm going to take a flex year. I'm just going to go ahead and get
They're basically taking summer Fridays for the entire season.
That's a great way to look at it. See, there's C508, you're right. It can't get much better than with Mega.
I've never had a job where I got to do summer Fridays. It sounds like a mythical thing to me.
It is.
And I know it's different now because everybody like has a hybrid schedule or they work from home or whatever. Mm-hmm. Summer Fridays, I just remember entering the workforce and having friends who worked in finance and other like big real jobs who'd be like, oh, yeah, well, summer Friday, you know, I'm only in the office until 12 because I need to get down to the Cape. And I'm like, what is this? Yeah. Everybody just agrees on this? This is wild.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It sounds incredible.
It does. Well, I mean, you like Maine. Some of us like the Cape. You haven't really lived until you've spent 3.5 hours in traffic. Staring at the bridge, just waiting to get
three
over.
Three and a half
hours. So you can pay $18 for a Bud Light and a cup of chowder.
Dude, I remember there was like one 4th of July when it was like $5. It was horrible.
It's brutal.
And the worst thing is the people who live down really quick is people who live on the Cape year-round, and they're like, oh, did you see? On a Sunday, they'll be like, did you see the traffic? Did you see the traffic? Oh, you're going to be sitting there.
Like, the
tourists
paid to make it okay and keep the taxes down there, folks, but at the same time, they're kind of a necessary component. Yes, Dan, you had your hand raised.
Two quick things. So, longest start for Walker Buehler in a game since May 8th, 2022.
Longest start in 3 years for Walker Buehler. See, that's massive. What did he go yesterday?
6 1/3, 4 hits and a run with 7 strikeouts.
He hadn't gone over 6 innings?
He had not. There were a couple six inning appearances on the nose before his surgery kept him out almost 2 years. But after he came back, it was pretty much 5 innings.
The second Tommy John was bad news bears, right?
And the other of the two, the White Sox started last year 2-9, finished 41-121, the most losses ever for a team.
Yep.
They are now 2-10 to start 2025.
I'm telling you, they're doubling down.
Yep.
It's summer Fridays out at Rate Field in the south side of Chicago.
They know their brand. It's bad baseball.
This should be a great weekend to pick up some wins. You know, and we were talking about this yesterday and on Wednesday as well, Mago, the idea that, like, people always say, like, the wins, you know, once you get to August and September, those are the wins that really count. Like, these count for just as much. So when you lose 2-1 to the Toronto Blue Jays on an icebox night at Fenway, when you had multiple opportunities to knock in the zombie runner and win 2-1 yourself, that stings. That could easily just as well be a game you can point to in September when you're either vying for a wild card spot or competing with the Yankees or the Orioles or the Blue Jays, who Alex Cora has warned us about being a good team. That counts just as much as a competitive game against the Yankees or the Twins or the Guardians or whoever you have to play in August or September as well. So big win yesterday for Walker Buehler. Big game for Trevor Story, like you said. Big game for Alex Cora. And the Red Sox, and of course, they go out to Rate Field this weekend. You can catch all of the action here on your flagship station for the Boston Red Sox, 93.7 FM, WEEI, all of our fantastic affiliates, and of course, on the Odyssey app, unless you live south of Fairfield, Connecticut, which was a terrible decision by my wife. 617-779-7937 is your telephone number. When we come back, let's talk a little Celtics.
Yes!
Mego's in the house.
Let's do this
Jaylen Brown injury and Jaylen Brown taking some time off. It's interesting because some people think it's a good thing. Some people think it's a bad thing.
It's bad.
I was going to say what we'll do is we'll have you weigh in it on the other side.
That's it.
All right. That's it.
That's the show.
It's bad.
Folks, we're just going to play.
It's bad. I'll tell you why, folks, on the other side.
We're just going to play Eminem for the next 3 hours and Arcan picks you up at 6. All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. I see what you did there. I see what you did there, Stanley, and I approve.
I don't get it. What's going on?
It's all Rolling Stones rejoins, by the way, get a check plus from me, number one. Number two, see, you can't always get what you want. Jaylen Brown wants to play. He wants to get all NBA, but they had to rest him. The Celtics wanted to get the tie for the all-time road wins record, but they couldn't. I wanted to do a show where Ken Laird didn't walk in the middle of it and bring a coffee to Ted Johnson, but
is
hey,
that
you never
the service
know.
Every day
oh,
here?
Yeah, there's. Oh yeah, that's called.
My goodness,
it's called Ken Dash. You download the app. It's a new feature here at Odyssey. You just tell the boss man what you're in the mood for.
Okay.
I tried to get. I asked for a buffalo chicken dip and a 24-ounce Narragansett earlier. Denied.
Only if you're a Super Bowl champion.
That's right. Yeah, 3-time Super Bowl
champion.
Yeah,
two doesn't count.
We'll ask Ted when he gets into three exactly how that works out.
All right.
The perks around. The perks around here, right? Just for being a champ. Unbelievable.
Ted, you're not on it. You're not here, Ted.
No, that's Ted AI.
Oh, okay.
No, I uploaded a Ted. Did you not hear? Sometimes in the show, Ted just appears out of nowhere. We have Ted AI loaded into the...
He's like a ghost that haunts the studio.
He's a force to be reckoned with, I'll tell you.
A banshee.
Mention mock drafts when he comes in at three later on. See what happens.
I'm so sick of the mock drafts. I can't do it anymore.
I dare you, Mego, besmirch the masters in front of the presence of the Ted Hulk.
I can't do it anymore. This happens every April. We get to this point where I'm like, for God's sake, please just bring the draft here. I can't do it anymore. Can we please talk about basketball?
I'm gonna mock you out. Mama said. Mock you out.
I can't.
I'm gonna mock you out. Mama said. Mock you out.
These mock nerds. I'm talking about you, Shime. No
mock
more.
Jock
no,
rock.
Ugh. No
mock
more mocks.
Chalk Jayhawk.
No more mocks.
Oh, God. No more. No mas mocks, Senor Nick. No mas mocks.
Can we talk about Jaylen Brown and why this is bad? Okay. How does anyone think this is a good thing?
Well, no, his injury is not a good thing. So for those of you that aren't in the know, obviously the Celtics lost a sad trombone of a game the other night, 96-76,
really
to
matter.
The Orlando Magic. Doesn't really matter. They long since have had the number 2 seed secured for the Eastern Conference playoffs. These two games against the Charlotte
Hornets.
Yeah, I don't know why for some reason I thought Bobcats. It's been years since they went back. Sorry about that. So these two games against the Hornets couldn't be more meaningless if they had to be. I don't know who you're going to see or how Joe Mazzulla is going to approach it. If he's just going to punt on both, it's unfortunate that this is the scheduling that went through and that they had such a meaningless team that's really not playing for a whole lot, coming to the Garden for a veritable back-to-back with a sandwich day Saturday off as well. To me, it's a good time to start resting guys, not ramping guys up, but to start the rest period before you likely kick things off, likely against the Magic in just over a week's time. Magic would have to beat the Hawks in the play-in game to secure the 7th seed and play the Celtics. To me, the good thing about this, there is no such thing as a good injury for one of your star players who's all NBA and currently making $300 million. But... like, we live in the now, Mego. We have to accept what the reality is, deal with it, navigate the straits of it, and find a way to make the best of it. Jaylen Brown is hurt. I don't know how long it's going to take to rehabilitate the right knee. I don't know if it's going to require surgery or not. My guess would be yes. But if it's going to be hurt and it's not going to get better overnight or in 3 days, to me, the best thing you could possibly do is rest him as much as possible so that you can target your usage of him when you need him to be most effective during what's going to likely be, as you pointed out earlier, a grueling postseason run in the East.
To me, the biggest question here is someone telling him that it's not going to get worse with play? Because we saw him against the Knicks for 21 minutes or so that he wanted to play. And I don't even know if it had so much to do with all NBA as Jaylen is just a guy who takes a lot of pride in being out there and grinding through whatever he's going through. It's so important for him to be healthy by the time they get to the Eastern Conference Finals and the Finals, because if you look back at the roughest point of a mostly blessed Celtics season so far, it was in January. It was when Jason Tatum was coming back from the injury that he had on New Year's Eve. And when he came back, they had 8 games where they were literally up, down, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. Everybody was looking at each other going, what's going on with the Celtics? Jaylen was shooting under 25% from 3-point line when he was in those games coming back from that injury. He was averaging less than 1 3-pointer made per game during that stretch.
Right.
You can't have that Jaylen Brown. You can't have it in the Eastern Conference Finals. You can't have it in the Finals. So to me, the question is he being counseled that this is a pain tolerance thing and he has to figure out how to play with the pain? Or is it something where he just wants to be out there and they need to come to some kind of agreement and system going forward about how much he's going to play in these first 2 rounds? Because quite frankly, it gets real serious when you get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Like, before that, can you get by with Kristaps Porzingis providing some of the production that you would miss from Jaylen Brown if he's on a minutes restriction or something else to deal with that injury? I mostly think you can. And I'm not trying to just pencil in the Celtics for every single round, but they are that deep But when you get against the Cavs, if you're seeing OKC in the finals, you need Jaylen Brown healthy, and that has to be the priority for them.
Okay, so if Jaylen Brown is compromised enough that the most he can play effectively or at 80% of, a facsimile of his best game is... You know, let's say, yeah, you get 80% of him and he can only play for 30 minutes, right? Not 40 minutes, not 42, whatever. You know, the kind of minutes that Tatum has played and will likely have to play. Who do you think provides whatever it is that Jaylen Brown is not able to do? Who fills in? Who does the extra something?
Like, statistically, from a numbers perspective, I think Porzingis can do that with the way that he is right now. I think Porzingis can do that. I think Derek White certainly can be that guy most nights as well. The question becomes the stuff that you don't see in the box score. Who's going to do that for the team if Jaylen's not able to be himself? Because Jaylen is the motor who gets them going early in the games. He has a physical style that swings momentum mm-hmm. in a lot of series. You saw it in last year's playoffs.
How about against Cleveland? The last time that they were in Cleveland and they beat them, they led box to wire. He had 13 points. He had the first 13 points for the Celtics overall. By the way, everyone who's watching on Twitch, another great way for you to take in WEEI's programming, like the afternoon show. You can watch on YouTube Live or twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Mego, as you discuss Jaylen Brown and how badly the Celtics need him and need him healthy, just a stash and a beard, Mego spewing facts.
Oh, spewing. Thank you. Yes, that is what I usually do when I'm on radio.
Spew, spit, detailing.
Only when I did the one chip challenge did I vomit on air.
Did you really?
Oh yeah, we all did. It was disgusting. It was the best of times.
those were the glory days.
Oh, what this time slot used to be when we could barf on air.
I know. And now here we can just sports it all up. I'm with you. I understand that. I'm not at a point where it's either give me healthy Jaylen Brown or give me no Jaylen Brown at all, because I don't want, put it this way, crossing sports. Apologies. I don't want decoy Gronk from Super Bowl 46,
right?
Where he was absolutely useless. And eventually they even realize, like, you're just out there to
put the
specter of Gronk in our minds. You're not affected.
I might be feeling, like, a little bit affected by the Celtic City episode this week with Kevin McHale, where he talked about playing through his foot fracture in the 87 finals.
Mm.
And everybody's saying he was never the same after that. Who knows what the extent of Jaylen's injury, if he's just kind of banged up right now and it's going to be something that kind of resolves itself naturally. Or, like you said, if it's something where it's going to linger and then it becomes something further down the line as he ages through his game. You absolutely never want that with a player of the caliber and, honestly, the payroll that Jaylen's on.
617-779-7937 is your text line and your telephone line if you'd like to weigh in on the Boston Celtics. Talk some Jaylen Brown. Are you okay with the Celtics resting him taking these days off as well? Do you think the Celtics can get to the dream and raise Banner 19 with Jaylen Brown compromised, possibly only playing at 75 to 80% of his all-NBA self? We'll bat the Celtics around a little bit more in just a few moments, but coming up, it's the 3 o'clock hour. You know what happens then. We get Ted, and then we get into a three-point stance and share some of our best, favorite stories of the day and more with you, the good listenership here of WEEI Afternoons. Don't go anywhere.